listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Ernest Price, and this is episode number 43. Our topic today is, what to do with $1 million. Ernest Price is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. I am not saying that everyone has to live poor, but you can build wealth with savings, and in my opinion this is the easiest and most likely way to build it. Take the example of a family that can build up enough savings to save $2,000 a month and invest the proceeds in the broader stock market, assuming a 5% return after inflation. You can also spend more than you earn, which is a guaranteed way to raise capital to buy a value-adding asset. If you have one spouse, one strategy is to live on one income and save for the other, but remember that when one spouse dies, the survivor is left with a much lower income. If you are lucky enough to have $500,000, you can invest it to serve it well, and maybe even continue to grow over time. At first glance, it may not be a lot of money to make ends meet, especially in the first few years of your life with only $2,000 a month. Remember that you can opt for any of the above without having to spend a chunk of your million. You may even be lucky if your $1 million buys you your dream home, let alone fund your retirement. Let's take a look at some of the factors that decide whether you can afford it or not. If it costs $1 million to buy a house in a city like Toronto or Vancouver, there are many lucky Canadians who can afford not only the price tag, but also their retirement. This is all the more true in Toronto, where average house prices stand at $800,000 in 2019. If you can earn at least $200,000 a year after tax and invest the difference, saving $1 million in 5 years is a legitimate option. Let's take a big step and look at some of the different options available to those who can live on $40,000 a year. If you have earned $200 after tax, have a look at our guide on how to reach $1 million without paying tax. To cover the number of years it will take you to save $1 million, I would like to share some of the investments that helped me get there in the 5 years from 2010 to 2015. All in all, we currently have enough money to pay for 2 girls in college, with only debt to cover the last few years of our mortgage. Don't miss our guide to what to do with the $300,000 you will inherit. I began my journey to financial independence in 2010, saving $1.25 million to achieve it by the age of 30. If I approach the $1 million milestone, I will retire in 9 years when I turn 55 in 2027. I'm often asked how to do this, so I decided to outline some variables and scenarios that affect how quickly you can save $1 million depending on your income. How can anyone else do it? And as it turns out, your $1 million savings goal isn't the amount of money you have set aside would allow you to retire early. It depends on how much money I earn, how many years I work, and how much I earn today. I have saved and expanded my investments. Since one cannot know whether one is lucky, one should position oneself in such a way that one can also take advantage of the luck. If it does not, investment will continue to grow over the long term. Let's look back to the day when I was able to save $1 million in 5 years. I went 2.26%. I saved and invested an average of $144,500 a year in that time, which is a lot, but it was a good 5-year investment, not a long-term investment. Let's take a look at some of the key strategies that savvy retirees use to stretch $1 million through their retirement years. Keep in mind that you should save money on the stock market, as returns are often very low and you are likely to lose money to inflation, so invest as much of your money as you can in it. A retiree who invests $1 million in a traditional portfolio and makes annual withdrawals has the option of buying an annuity at 1.5% per year for the rest of their life. One technique is to buy an instant annuity, which is converted into a pension lump sum. There are other options, such as investing the money in a diversified portfolio of shares, bonds, mutual funds, and other investments, and then deducting a fixed percentage of the portfolio each year to pay the cost of living. This is all for today, guys. My name is Ernest and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.